It's the Lonnie Hunter Show on Praise Your Inspiration Station. And ladies and gentlemen, as I've been promising since the show started, you all have been asking me about my opinion about Preachers of L.A., the new reality show on Oxygen. And it features Dietrich Hatton, Clarence McClendon, Bishop Noel Jones, and, you know, a couple of other people. It's about six of them. All right. I watched the first episode and I watched the tweets and the Facebook posts that came behind it. And the show in and of itself, as we see it as viewers, comes across a hot mess. I will give you that. I will give you that. As you watch the show from a kingdom perspective, you almost cringe at some of the stuff that you see. Now, I won't say what the things are because you saw it, so ain't no need to rehash in that. But it is not a good look for the kingdom. All right. Now, but let me give you this other thing, a couple of other things. The caller asked, what do you think about pastors having Bentleys and all of these mansions and all of this kind of stuff? I don't have a problem with that. Let me tell you why, because the cattle on 1,000 hills belongs to us. Here's where my disconnect comes. I don't want you, pastor, to live in a mansion, and when I go to your church, the bathrooms are not clean, or the toilets are always out of order, or you can all halfway get two people in there before something is coming down on your head. You follow what I'm saying? So if your personal home does not reflect what your church is looking like as leader, then there's a disconnect there. If I drive up and you got a Bentley, but nobody else in the congregation drives anything close to what you have, then why not? If we are doing what you were teaching, then we should have something close that resembles the teaching that we're under. So there are my two disconnects, and I'm not saying that that's the case for any of these guys. I'm just saying that's how I feel about preachers and how their lives reflect how they lead. All right. Now, here's the piece that you probably don't know. Reality shows have a way of producing themselves so that it's provocative for you to keep watching and to keep talking about it and to have these negative or positive opinions about it as long as you have an opinion. So when they edit it with you, your opinions in mind. All right. Case in point, Dietrich on the first episode did a concert and one of the other preachers got up and did an altar call. You saw some guys get saved. And then the next thing you see is Dietrich telling the preacher, OK, you got to wrap it up, as if it only took 30 seconds to open the doors of the church. And then Dietrich was fed up with it and you got to keep moving. That is not how it actually went. And these are from inside sources, ladies and gentlemen. The altar call lasted a good 35 to 40 minutes. And that's when Dietrich told him politely that we got to wrap this up. But from a reality show perspective, we show him getting up and we show you sitting him down, which immediately sparks an opinion on Twitter and Facebook. All right. Then you see Clarence McClendon, who's coming to the man cave. And the man cave is when they came together to talk about issues that preachers have. And we have already talked about Clarence McClendon having this entourage and how they feel about the way he travels, X, Y, Z. So when they get to the man cave, Clarence McClendon gets out of a limo and he's got two people with him and luggage, which looks like that's how he came to this meeting with all these extra clothes and these extra people. Why are you coming to this meeting like this? That's what that came across like. What you don't see is that Clarence McClendon was coming from a preacher's engagement from another city. And the transportation, the car was provided to him by the show. So the show picked him up in a limo from the airport and brought him to the man cave. But coming from the man cave to home, he was on his own as far as a ride was concerned. So he had to take everything out of the limo. Everybody that traveled with him and his luggage had to get out of that limo because that was not going to be his ride home. You follow what I'm saying? But on the show, they never show that. All they show is Clarence McClendon must be full of himself because he showed up with all of this extra stuff. And in the editing, we never get the behind the scenes of how that actually came to be. All right. Now, here's the other thing. This is my biggest pet peeve. They say that they want this show to show a personal side of a preacher, what leaders go through to show that we are human. And I get that need that you have. However, you don't have the luxury of people knowing everything about you. You have to guard your flaws like you guard your anointing. If you know everything about me, then what comes out of my mouth from a teaching standpoint, you pick and choose what you want to believe or what you want to hinge on. And it's still the word of God, but you've got the word of God clouded with everything that you know about me. meaning what do I sleep in? What kind of house do I live in? What was my last, me and my wife's last argument about? Or what did I tell my child about his girlfriend that you might not agree with? These are things that is reserved for your household. So is the show doing the kingdom a service or disservice? I say it's doing the kingdom a disservice. But it's not doing the kingdom a disservice because of who's on it. It's doing a disservice because of the editing of the people who's producing it. So we only get a piece of what they want us to see. So we are being handled, to tell you the truth. We're being handled. Now, I will grant you there are some things that are inappropriate, like Dietrich and the girlfriend with his hand on her butt sitting on the piano. She's his girlfriend who lives with her mother. He has to go over their house to see his baby. All of that is just too much information. And then you've got the other part where Noel Jones, who is single and has been single for a while, he talks about his dating woes and what he looks for in a woman. And he's sitting there with a woman saying that I probably don't love you like you love me, or I'm a prize and all of that. We don't need to hear that conversation. Matter of fact, I don't care what you think you are. At the time of ministry, when ministry comes out of your mouth, it is for the people who God is speaking to, for us. What you do after ministry is what you have to answer for. That's why you see so many singers who you know can live a life of whatever they want to live, but for some reason, in concert, they are so anointed. That's because the anointing is for the people who are at the concert. God will deal with them and their dysfunction, if there is a dysfunction, after the anointing has fallen off of them. Just like he would use a rock to cry out, he will use a tree to cry out, he will use us to cry out just so the cry will get out. And whatever lives that are under our voices get changed, that is the purpose. We still have to deal with who we are as people. We shouldn't be putting that in your face. That's my ins and outs of The Preachers of L.A. How many seasons do I give it? One. On praise.